Hi, I'm Kim Cotola, thanking you for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart Radio. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Remember, your support makes this possible, so we thank you in advance. We had a caller off the air, an anonymous caller with a question, and simply believing that every baby's life matters, regardless of their health, and if there'll be special needs, but what if it's a high-risk pregnancy? What would you say to a mother who's faced with a tough choice where she will likely die if she keeps her baby? And I appreciate that question because it really reframes what we're talking about here. And my answer, I think, is going to show you that the interests of unborn children and the interests of their mothers are not in conflict. We don't have to choose the rights of one over the rights of the other. So what happens, for example, in the case of endometriosis, where to go forward with a pregnancy would threaten the mother's life? We know that abortion is the intentional killing of an unborn human life. And we know that it is wrong to intentionally kill an innocent human being. And therefore, abortion is wrong. But if we go in to try to help the woman with the endometriosis and an unfortunate effect of that treatment is that the child will die, that is not what we're talking about with elective abortion. We're not intentionally going in to solve the problem of the woman's health issue by killing the baby. What we are doing is taking a measure to save the mother's life, and an unfortunate effect will be that the child will die. And you know, sometimes when those procedures happen, the child doesn't die. Sometimes the child survives, and not necessarily endometriosis, but on very difficult prenatal prognoses. Sometimes the doctors are wrong. Sometimes the physicians get that wrong. And the child's life is able to be spared. And the point here is to leave room for God to make these decisions. Because when we do that, it becomes so much easier to handle the grief and loss if the child dies. Because we know that we have a good God we can trust, and we can leave that decision in His hands, and we can trust Him to comfort us. You know, that we don't have to, we haven't compounded our grief with the guilt of having taken matters into our own hands. Generally, I'm not sure I even want to say that. I was going to say generally driven by fear. But when there is a prenatal diagnosis that's poor, or that a woman hears that the pregnancy is incompatible with life, oftentimes it's a very wanted pregnancy, and it's a very advanced stage. And I don't judge. Please hear that above all else. The individual choices that people make, I do not judge people for their individual choices. And I understand that women who want their children will make these decisions based on medical advice. But there are also stories out there, and these are the stories that I want you to focus on, and these are the stories that I want to encourage you, about people who get a diagnosis and they say, "Even so, Lord, come, whatever you have for us, we will receive it with an open hand." Thanks for listening. Programming like this is made available through your support, and so we appreciate that as well. You can learn more information at myfaithradio.com.